From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has praised anti-government protesters in Iran at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, which the U.S. called to discuss the 22 people who have died during the demonstrations. Iran's U.N. Ambassador, Holamaleh Khosrou, joined many nations, including Russia, to criticize the United States for what they say is meddling in Iran's domestic affairs.
This is nothing but another desperate attempt by the U.S. administration to escape forward, as it has lost every shred of moral, political, and legal authority and credibility in the eyes of the whole world.
Though not tied directly to the protests, the U.S. has sanctioned 5 Iranian companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program. President Trump posted on Twitter late Friday approval of Senator Rand Paul's idea about ending aid to Pakistan. Heather North, the U.S. State Department spokesperson, speaks about the U.S. decision to end aid to Islamabad.
We need Pakistan to deny safe haven to or lawfully detain those terrorists and militants who threaten U.S. interests. The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action they say would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. United States Treasury has placed sanctions on 4 current or former Venezuelan officials associated with corruption or repression. The 4 officials' assets subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. citizens are generally prohibited from dealing with them. This is VOA News. North Korea has accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks to happen on Tuesday. We get more now from VOA's Bronwyn Benito.
The meeting will take place at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Servers say any dialogue between the North and South is seen as a positive step in improving relations on the Korean Peninsula, which would contribute to the overall stability of the region. Social media giant Twitter has reiterated its stance that accounts belonging to world leaders have special status, pushing back against calls from some users for the company to ban President Trump. In a blog posting, Twitter said it would not block the accounts of world leaders even if their statements are controversial because of a need to promote discussions about public policy. Twitter did not specifically mention Mr. Trump in its statement. The debate over the president's tweets grew this week when he tweeted that he had a much bigger nuclear button than North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Critics asked the tweet or contend that the tweet violated Twitter's ban against threats of violence. Residents of Cottam Downs on the southern outskirts of Melbourne, Australia, were evacuated. People there from their homes today as a bushfire edged even closer to homes and businesses. These residents made it out before the fires got too close.
Everyone's just worried. Yeah. As long as everyone's safe and got out, I guess. That's the main thing.
It's just get the dog, get the cat, get the kids. Get out.
Firefighters battled extreme heat and high winds with a number of outbuildings, and at least one home set afire as flames spread from nearby bushland. 2 water bombing helicopters were brought in to help contain the blaze. About 50 fires have been reported around the region. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is set to make his first talk show appearance since leaving office last year on the first episode of a new show featuring longtime late-night TV host David Letterman. Letterman's show, titled My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is his first project since he retired from the long-running show Late Show with David Letterman back in 2015. His new Netflix series is expected to, as the title suggests, interview some high-profile guests, in-depth interviews both in and out of the studio.
That's the latest world news from VOA.